Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing this wonderful, fabulous day?
I am doing super. It's February. I'm happy. We've gotten through the darkness of January, and now it's only light going forward.
Yes, it is February already. I can't believe it. It feels like it was Christmas just yesterday. We are in the thick of Mardi Gras. We have so many things going on. Parades, cakes. Well, I shouldn't mention king cakes because everybody's been telling how they've been sold out everywhere. So
everywhere.
If you can get your hands on a hot commodity, it's king cake right now. Shipping is sold out pretty much everywhere, but locally it's in line for 2 hours and get your hands on one. I'm super excited to be on the show today with you. And this weekend is Family Gras, which is in Metairie. It's a festival that's been established since 2007. It's a family fun event with food and good music, and it's on the parade route. So you're smack dab there to get a front row view of all the parades this weekend. But we have none other than Zebra, New Orleans' own Zebra, at that, who will be performing tomorrow evening at Family Gras. Hey guys, thank you so much for coming on and joining Flourish Truly tonight.
Hi.
Hey Tina, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited to have y'all on. I love supporting everything local Louisiana, music, food, the culture, but the fact that y'all are performing tomorrow night at Family Gras, this is just awesome timing. Since I put out the post and promoting that y'all were going to be on the show, I've had so many people reach out to me that were super excited. Y'all have such a great support system and fans. Y'all have been together than most marriages have been. In the rock and roll industry, y'all are still together. You're still doing your thing. You're still performing, which is absolutely awesome. So first of all, tell me a little bit about what it feels like to be back in New Orleans this weekend and performing at Family Gras.
For me, it's great because we've never played at Family Gras, and I've never even been to Family Gras. You know, I grew up here, and I went to Mardi Gras, you know, when I was a kid. But Family Gras started way after, you know, Zebra moved up to New York. And although I'm back here a lot, this will be the first time for Family Gras. And I learned a lot about it just by having been invited to play. And it looks like it's a really cool thing. What about you, Felix?
I'm excited to do it because I don't remember that the last time we ever did a free concert outdoors, especially during Mardi Gras. I mean, the only one that we did that was close to Mardi Gras was the time that we opened up for Kiss at the Superdome on Mardi Gras Eve. So that's was pretty wild.
There was nothing free about that.
No, not was definitely not free.
And y'all have formed with some icons, ZZ Top, Aerosmith, Kiss, as you just mentioned. You're still performing today, which I just think that is absolutely incredible because, like, you know, some couples have not stayed together as long as y'all have, and you're doing it successfully. You still have tons of fans. I can't imagine what it feels like to be back here in New Orleans in your hometown, and the best free party of the year is Mardi Gras here, so I can imagine it's really exciting for y'all. But you actually have a huge show, well, shows, I should say, coming up towards the end of the year in the fall at the Fillmore. And I noticed y'all are doing a little something special with those shows. Can you share with our audience what's going to be going on with that?
Well, we're going to be doing what Guy is calling a retrospective of Zebra. And I think we're going to have two different shows. So each night's going to be different. I haven't told the guys in the band, but I'm thinking maybe we should do a night that's dedicated to Old Man Rivers and maybe do some of the songs we used to do when we were playing way back when we first started. But Felix, by the look on Felix's face, he doesn't look like he could be into that too much. But we haven't exactly planned exactly what we're going to do, but it's going to be two different shows, and not completely different. Of course, we'll do the songs people are expecting, but we want to make it a lot of fun and kind of a celebration. And the Family Gras thing, I think it's great because it looks like the weather's going to be great.
We're going to have great weather tomorrow. Unfortunately, Saturday and Sunday is a little iffy, but we're going to pray to the Mardi Gras gods and hope that they let the weather cooperate with us. But tomorrow will be absolutely beautiful. And that's the one good thing is, as Georgette mentioned earlier, we're now in February. And yes, that is still winter, but for New Orleans, that means absolutely nothing because we're in 70 degree weather with low humidity. And we have so many events and things coming up within the next couple of months. The weather is going to be really nice. But as we go into fall season, which is when y'all are going to be performing in November, that's really a great time. Well, there's really a great time to be here in New Orleans all the time. But as far as in the fall, I mean, that's really beautiful weather here. It's my favorite time of the year. But speaking of performing, y'all are going to be all over the country this year. I see tour dates in Dallas and Florida and California. So where, other than New Orleans, because we know you're your favorite, what are some of your other favorite cities and why have y'all performed in?
Well, I like playing out in California because we get very rarely get to go out there, and I'm always happy to be out there because there's a lot of people from the New York area that move to California, as it is in Florida, and but we get to down to Florida a lot more often than we do in California. So and it's fun out there, because those people come out because they don't get to see us that often because they're way out there. So to me, I like performing out there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of places around the country. I mean, I just like to see Zebra fans that haven't been around for a while, because we have them everywhere, and they come out of the woodwork, and a lot of them have been raising their kids, and then they decide, the kids are out of the house and it's time to come back out again. And a lot of them will say they haven't seen us since we played in whatever city it was. So, Chicago, St. Louis. We're always great places, and we're kind of looking. I'm looking forward to going back up to Seattle and Portland, which we haven't played in over 30 years. But I don't know if there's any particular place that's, that I like better than others, except, being near home. So just wherever we can get.
Are y'all planning to work on any new music soon? I know that has been something that y'all been talking about for the last couple of years that's been in the works.
Yeah, we're working on it now. Actually, while I'm down here in Louisiana, I'm going to be working with Guy and for a month down here, getting the basic tracks together for the record, and we should have it out by the end of the year.
Awesome, great. Well, we'll be sure to help promote that as well when that does come out. Definitely let us know, and we'll let all the listeners, because like you mentioned before, y'all do have a lot of fans out there, and they were super excited to hear that you were going to be performing tomorrow night as well as coming on the show.
Hey guys, so looking back on all of your accomplishments, how did it feel when you got inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame? That feels like a pretty huge accomplishment. How did that feel from a perspective of being recognized for the great music that you put out?
Well, I think it was excellent. I'm very honored to be on it. I mean, it's so many artists from New Orleans all the way up to Louis Armstrong. I mean, come on. That's an amazing group of people that are on that list. So to me, it's a great honor. So I'm very happy to be on there, and I think it's really it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I was excited about it. We got presented with it at the Mahalia Jackson Theater when we were doing, I think, our 35th. I think it was the 35th anniversary show.
Yes.
July 10th, 2000.
And
Yep, it was. Yeah.
yeah, and it was a great honor to get that at that point. It's a great setting for it. So,
I think
you know.
this the fact that you were there, it was for your 35th anniversary performance. I think that is that speaks volumes to how you kind of reached your audience and managed your longevity. I mean, 35th anniversary is amazing. So to have that coupled with being inducted into the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, I just think that's it's a wonderful experience. I'm really happy for you guys that that happened.
Thanks. Yeah,
Excellent.
it's pretty neat.
It was good timing for the whole thing. And next year is going to be the 50th anniversary of Zebra together.
Oh,
So
that's
Sunday.
amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Randy, who will be playing bass then?
Well, we haven't made it there yet, so we
Okay.
still have 12 months to go, and right now we're counting our blessings month by month.
I am super excited to meet y'all and see y'all perform tomorrow night. I know a lot of people are. So before we wrap the show, I want to thank y'all again for coming on. I know it's crazy busy and having to get here and with family girl tomorrow night, but it's going to be a great performance.
We appreciate you guys having us on.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Happy Mardi Gras.